So that's kind of the nature of the business, is bad plays happen, and you got to be able to drop it and move on, and you're not going to get anywhere.
Is that in part why you're having such a good year, is the ability to clear and move on and all those things?
I've definitely done a much better job of doing that than I have in the past. In the past, I might have kind of been sitting on a bad punt and letting it affect next punts, but now I've learned, especially this year, just to clear it. You got to do the next one for your team.
But that's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a lot of training, a lot of practice. So I've been using my practice time to kind of train that mentality this year, and it's kind of helped carry over to games.
Jeff, what happened to on the block?
You'd have to ask Preef. That's more of a protection thing.
When you have a 70-yard punt like you did the other game, what does that feel like as a punter, you know, you pin the other team way back in the field?
Yeah, we got a nice little 20-yard bounce, so I kind of view it as a 53-yard punt with very good hang time. So that's kind of how I felt like I did my job there, but I knew we needed a big punt there, so kind of to be able to do my job to that extent in that game situation, it's kind of why you play the game.
What's your college career model, or your high school and college career
model? I think in college I hit an 81. Very good bounce also. I think I don't know, it might have been like 50 or 60 in the air, and then guy couldn't field it and just took off and went through the other end zone, so I'll take it.
Touchback on an 81-yarder?
Yeah, touchback, so only netted 61, so this one might have been better. Good, guys?
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
How did you